Oh, man. Okay. Chris Johnson here. And I work at a radio station. I've spoken about this before. And there are a lot of perks, I guess. Fuck that. I mean, there's no... What the fuck? The perks? I don't fucking know. You know? Perks of working at a fucking radio station. It's a good enough gig, I guess. I went to school for it, and I fucking work there. And I've been there for 10 years. So I guess the perk is I work in my fucking field. I don't get paid a lot, which is why I have to work the office door at night. Which is why I want to slip my wrist on most days. One of the biggest downsides, aside from the money, to working in radio, is that people will recognize you. I don't get recognized often. Generally, it's family parties, where like one aunt will tell some stranger that you don't fucking know, like, hey, this guy works at WFUCK. What do you think about that shit? And the guy's like, oh my god, I've heard you before. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, B. It's nice of you to say. It's not a big fucking deal. Nobody gives a shit. Not even them. Which is why they pay me so little. But usually people are really fucking excited. And I get it. I used to be really fucking excited too before I worked in the business, if I can be a douchebag. So I understand. Luckily, I'm on the radio. Nobody knows what the fuck I look like. And in general, when people see me, they think no fucking chance that this is the guy that I hear on the air in the morning. I got long hair. I wear skulls on my shirt. I generally look pretty angry. I mean, there, you know, you get recognized when you're out. Sometimes people recognize your voice. They say shit to you. But it's generally not that bad, and it wasn't that bad until I started working at the office door. I've gotten recognized more times in the last fucking 14 months of working there than I had in the previous 9 years of the station, and it fucking blows. It's really bad. You know, people just chat with you. People chat you up. You're ringing them out. Oh, you want some notebooks? Hey, are you Chris Johnson? Fuck. Yes, I am. How you doing? Hey. How'd you guess? My name tag? Took 2 degrees to get that tag, fellas. What do you think about that shit? Huh? You like it? It's magnetic. You like this shirt? It's embroidered. Another big downside is, if you go out with somebody, sometimes their parents or a family member has heard you, and they might know a little bit more about your life than you feel comfortable with. Well, that happened recently. The last girl I went out with, her dad was a fan. We're in the car. And she's like, yeah, my dad listens to you every day. I'm like, really? Fuck, that poor son of a bitch. She's like, yeah, he said, I told him I was going out with you, and he said, Chris Johnson, I think he's married. Motherfucker? God damn it, old man. You're trying to cut me off of the fucking knees here. What the fuck? You're telling your daughter I'm fucking married? Dude, are you a fan? You want me to date your fucking daughter or not? You ever fucking think about that? Think about the fun we could have hanging out on weekend nights. Jesus Christ. I forgot. My marriage was a big topic of conversation on the station. People were really excited about it. The divorce, not so much. Gee, I don't know if I've even mentioned that on the air at the station. Well, what do you say? What the fuck do you say? I gotta be honest with you. I wish everybody knew about the fucking divorce, because it gets awkward. It gets super fucking awkward, and people feel bad when they bring it up. I don't know why. They didn't do it. They didn't leave me for a guy with a man bun. They didn't take my house. They didn't take my dog away. They didn't tell me to go fuck myself. They didn't send me a divorce text when I was at work. They didn't do any of those things. You shouldn't feel bad about it. So, back to this date. Back to this girl. I'm thinking to myself, dude, I'm trying to get fucking rolling here. I'm trying to get to know this person. She's walking in thinking that I'm fucking married. Fuck. It didn't stop her, which was interesting. And I don't know if I should have been worried about that or not. She tells me, Chris, I don't think he's married. He didn't say anything about that. She's probably thinking, is he a huge fucking scumbag? Would he go out with me if he's married? The answer is no, I wouldn't. Cheating bugs the fuck out of me. I don't care. You want to fuck anything with two legs? You want to fucking lay pipe all over the place for a dude? Or if you're a chick, you want to open wide, say ah to every dude you see? I don't give a rat's ass. You do whatever the fuck it is that you want to do. Just don't cheat on somebody. Just fucking break up with them first. Is that hard? Is that fucking hard? So this guy's trying to fuck up my shit before I'm up and running. I met the guy later that night too. He was a good dude. Fuck. You know, and anybody, here's how I generally look at it. Anybody who thinks I'm awesome is a good fucking dude. You can like me for whatever fucking reason you want to like me. I'm in. I'm interested. You like me? I like me. We got that in common. Let's chat. I walk in there. He's watching TV. Fucking shoots up. Walks in the room. Chris walks in. Holy fuck. Oh, look at this guy. Chris Johnson's here. Jesus Christ. Like, he got up so goddamn fast. It was like I was the fucking queen. Walks over, shakes my hand. Hey, buddy. Actually, he didn't say hey, buddy. You know what he fucking said? He said, what's up, wild man? I listen to you every day. And he shook my hand. Wild man? What the fuck? What the fuck has she been telling him? Wild man? Is it because of my hair? Do I look like a wolf? First he's telling her that I'm married. Now he's calling me wild man. Like, I don't know what the fuck is what at this point. I should have enlisted his help, because I haven't seen her in months. Much to my dismay. I've been trying though, motherfucker. I'm still writing those letters and texts like a psychotic. Not like a psychotic. They're sweet, goddammit. Don't fucking judge. You've done it. My hit rate with love letters is 0%. And I think, like, when I send these notes, like, this is the one. This is the one, goddammit. This is the one that's going to break through. Still zero. Hey, why don't you send me a tweet? Or don't. I'm on Twitter anyway. @JohnsonHateYou.